Last night we announced a sabbatical for the National Story Project, but we promised one more story from our listeners. Bill Helmenthaler of Springfield, Virginia, now reads his story, The Last Hand.
The damnedest poker game I ever played in was held in my office on an island near the equator in the western Pacific during World War II. Japanese bombers interrupted play twice during the first hour of the game. Each time we had to run outside in the rain to a crude bomb shelter where we sat in the dripping darkness and waited for the all clear. As bad as the conditions were, the most frustrating thing is that nobody was getting a decent hand. There hadn't been a $10 pot in the half dozen hands we had played. Each participant was playing on money he had won during the month, so there were several thousand dollars available for betting. Finally, as host and dealer, I suggested we play one last hand in which each player would ante $5. That way, somebody would win a few bucks, and then we could go back to our tents and lie down on our wet cots for a nervous night's sleep. But that wasn't the way it happened. The player to my immediate left opened for the amount in the pot, $35. The next man raised $70. Each player in turn either called or raised. Nobody folded. By the time the betting got around to Lieutenant Smith, who was sitting on my right, he made the bet an even thousand. Smitty was a good friend and a very good poker player. I knew he had won a lot of money in the last few weeks. I sweated my cards again. 3, 4, 5, 6 of diamonds and a 9 of clubs. Possible straight, possible flush, and possible straight flush. I had to stay and draw a card, even though it would cost at least $1,000. I called and so did two other players. I calculated that there were $5,000 in the pot. I was having a hard time breathing as I dealt the players their draw cards. The man who had opened stayed pat, as did Smitty. I took one card. I sweated my cards again, trying to muster the courage to look at the hand. As I peeked at the new card and saw it was the two of diamonds, I thought I was going to die. A straight flush. I had never held a natural one in my life. I hoped that the other players couldn't see my poker face. The first two bettors checked Smitty, the raiser, and Smitty looked me up and down. "Captain," he said with a wry smile, "you look like you just swallowed a canary. I'm going to let you name your poison, but I don't want anybody to look at my hand for nothing. So I bet $200. I counted my money on the table, $700. Most of it represented previous winnings, but about 200 of it was my own hard-earned dough. With a deep sigh, I pushed it all in the pot and squeezed out the words, "I raised $500. This was like the movies. I was sweating through my pants. Only Smitty called. I laid down my cards and announced triumphantly, "Straight flush." Smitty gulped and said, "How high?" My heart fell. I knew he had won. My 2-6 was about as low as you can get. He beat me with a 7-high club straight flush. He scooped up the armload of money into his shirt and thanked us for our contributions. Half an hour later, a lone Japanese bomber dropped his load on Smitty's lighted tent. We picked up more than $8,000 strewn around the area and sent it back home to his widow. At his funeral the next afternoon, we got word that Smitty was on the promotion list and was about to be made captain. We changed the rank on the white burial marker. It was truly the last hand.
The Last Hand by Bill Helmenthaler, read for the National Story Project. To learn more about tonight's contributor and the National Story Project, go to our website, npr.org.